Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're in the final week of our five-part series featuring the individual Tuolumne County supervisors joined this weekend on the phone by District 4 Supervisor John Gray. Supervisor Gray, one project that's been talked about for a while following the Rim Fire and some federal money that came to the county is a community resilience center that's been planned for Groveland. So what is kind of the status with that project?
Well, it is an exciting project. It's something that the South County really needs, and that, as you mentioned, that money came from a NDRC grant. About 3 years ago, we started working on this project in 2015, just after the Rim Fire. The county has purchased the land for the Resilience Center. It's off Freddie Road, just past the Groveland Community Service District. Service District did donate also a portion of the land so that we have plenty to work with there. The project is fully funded. We are working on the final plans and specifications for that project. They should be done in January. I was hoping that, you know, we could get this done in my term, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen. We have until 2022 to complete the project, and right now everything is on schedule to have that done. Mo Frank is the one in charge of the project, and she is working diligently with the state and the federal government to move this as fast as possible. You know, when you go into a project like this and you are using federal funds, it's a difficult process. In government, nothing works fast. We've been frustrated at times, but it's good to know that we are moving forward. It will get built, and it's going to be a great asset for the Groveland community.
There was some talk, too, for a while. Would it be one center or two centers? So just for clarification, the Tuolumne Center is also going to be built as well?
Absolutely. The Board of Supervisors approved the purchase of the land from the tribe in Tuolumne. That is in the same process that they're both moving on pretty much at the same pace, maybe Groveland a little bit ahead because we were able to secure the property sooner. But, you know, it's great to have the partnership with the tribe and with the Groveland Community Service District and the community here in Groveland that are going to help us manage that. Without the partnership, it would never have happened. You know, what Supervisor Royce and I met on these projects early on, it was looking like we were going to have to settle for one, and it just didn't seem right because both communities were affected, both of the communities in need. So it's good that we worked out with the ability to go ahead with both projects, and great assets for both communities. I hope to be around in 2022 to be at the ribbon cutting.
You know, when that Groveland facility is completed, what are the types of things that will be inside of it?
Well, we're going to have the Southside Seniors, who a group here in Groveland that specialize in taking care of senior activities. We're going to have Columbia College. We'll have access to classes in there. The Groveland Community Service District will be conducting meetings there. But overall, it'll be for community activities. We're going to have an indoor stage. We have a group here called the Pinecone Performers that I look at seeing them using it at an event. So as a resiliency center, it's going to have a full kitchen, just a really good event place, so that we can have the community get together and enjoy each other.
Is a plan too for it to be self-sustaining through rent, so it won't be a drain on the general fund every year?
Absolutely, that was the plan. Without being able to solidify the overall funding to manage it, we wouldn't have been able to move the project forward. But so with the rent that we received from the use of the facility and the help with the management of the facility. By Southside Seniors, it'll be a neutral cost to the county. So that was something that we had to solidify before we even decided to move forward.
Also want to ask you a little bit about fire service in the South County. It was discussed at the last supervisors meeting about taking some money to set aside, looking out to the future when it comes to some items in the South County. Can you explain about what the situation is there and what is being discussed?
So, you know, what's happened over the years, and South County is no different than some of the other areas of the county. We've had a loss in the volunteership for firefighters, and you know the county's fire system is based on that. In Southern Tuolumne County, for years we had what was called the Smith Station Fire Department. It's about 9 miles out of Groveland, and it was manned by volunteers. We had we still have the firehouse up there, and when we lost volunteers, we lost a portion of protection for the South County, and we've been with a mutual aid agreement with the Groveland Green Service District. They've been able to help with fire protection, but sometime we have to come to the conclusion that we need to do more in certain areas. And the board agreed that we're going to be looking at working with the Community Service District to take over one of their Schedule A contracts and relieve them of the cost. And it's also, you know, hope that we can expand some more protection. You know, if these facilities are approved and go through, there are going to be some mitigation measures that are going to require some funding for additional safety services, and I think that with the seed money that we're putting forward here, that we can expand on that concept and really improve what we have here. Again, government moves slow. It's not an easy process, but we'll get there.
Speaking of fires, we obviously had the Mock Fire earlier this summer that was close to your district. I imagine that was some sleepless nights there for a while.
Well, I was one of the many that evacuated. I stayed with my sister in Jamestown, and I have to say that, you know, we really, in my view, from a county perspective, did a really good job in getting the people out of the Pine Mountain Lake Groveland area. You know, just about every house up here was visited by a deputy sheriff to let them know what was going on. I wrote down a couple notes here that I had got from the sheriff a while back about that the number of contacts he listed with our Everbridge system, and I'm going to get into that just a little bit too, is that he had over 44,000 contacts on 14 emergency calls, notifications over 12 hours. So that's multiple contacts with people that have signed up for our very important Everbridge system. If you haven't signed up for it, just go to the county webpage. It's easy to do. That way you're going to be notified if an event happens. But the thing that I want to do most importantly is put a plug in for your radio station. You know, everybody needs to have a portable radio, because the information that goes to KVML and your other stations gets out very quickly. And I think that's something that people just need to understand, to have that. And most importantly, they need to take care of themselves. You got to have a plan for yourself. You know, we've conducted a number of community safety meetings, and and we don't have really good attendance. You know, we have an uproar after an event, but when we're trying to prepare people prior to an event, we don't have too much participation. So the county has secured a grant through TCTC to do a study on evacuation routes in the county. I would tell the public to be looking for notifications so that you can participate in those events. We always want to get better at what we do. So kudos to the radio station, kudos to OES and the sheriff. We did a good job, in my opinion.
Preparation is key, absolutely. We need to take one more break. We're talking with Supervisor John Gray on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.